Autumn turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
It's even true for voices when boys begin to grow. You gotta take
I'm waiting.
From Mother Nature,
and let's hear it. All the reasons you're thankful for trees. I have one on here. I'm curious if you're gonna hit this one. I thought, well, you know, what am I most thankful for trees for? And I don't know if this is my most thankful one, but I got one to share. But after you, sir.
Well, there are so many good reasons to be thankful for trees. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the three that really came to my mind this morning was that trees are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They just create amazing spaces, amazing places. You know, landscapes are really defined by trees, if you think about that, as we look around the city, as we're, you know, walking through our neighborhoods. They create the most majestic landscape views. They frame our streets. They shade our gardens. They're silhouetted against the skyline in multiple pictures that you see. The most beautiful pictures are featuring of landscape photos, often contain trees because they're so majestic and awesome. Even the ones that, you know, you mentioned Patagonia and Sonoita, that area. I love those oak trees that dot the hillsides out there. They're just so amazing. Even up, I thought of Northern California, the oak trees, the valley oaks there, and the coast live oaks, you know, dot the hillsides there too. It's just they're amazing, but they're a major, they're a big part of our the natural beauty that we enjoy every day. And I'm just, you know, in this spirit of Thanksgiving, I just want to say a big yay trees. They really have such a major contribution aesthetically to our lives, and the research shows that aesthetic contribution that they make to our lives has a lot to do with our health, our sense of well-being. They actually say that it reduces crime in neighborhoods that have trees as opposed to neighborhoods that don't. It increases the actual amount of money people spend in retail outlets that have trees as opposed to those that don't. I mean, there's something about trees that really encourage the, if you will, the heart of man.
And that's why we talk trees every second Saturday of the month with John Eisenhower, well, certified ISA arborist. And
I think it's time. Yeah, there's good reason that we should wax philosophical today for every now and then. Talk practical issues with trees, but it's kind of fun to think through some of the reasons why we like them.
Here, you ready for mine?
Okay, you go for it.
Campfire.
That's right. They do contain some BTUs as well.
Yes. Getting around the campfire.
Isn't that something?
We love having little backyard fires, and our, you know, you just put a few logs on there, light it up, and it, I mean, phones go off, people come out and sit out there. There's something about a campfire that draws, you can't resist it.
Well, and if that setting also has trees around, my fondest memories of campfires is up at my parents' cabin in Pine, you know, in a wonderful ponderosa pine forest, and the
aromas of the ponderosa,
sharing your s'mores and sitting around having a beautiful time in the woods. And yeah, I mean, woods and campfires go hand in hand. That's a tremendous one of the other reasons I love trees is that they're strong. Think about this. They're large, they're tall, they're bigger than us. They sometimes live longer than us. They kind of are reminding us that there's, you know, there's to think ahead, you know, they're think beyond ourselves, beyond our little world here. Trees are kind of a reminder. They're kind of, you know, just like that Italian cypress, that they grow very, very tall. Skyward. That's sort of why they're so popular in cemeteries. They're kind of directing our eyes skyward, you know, maybe heavenward, if you will. Why they're so popular for that reason. Trees, for that reason, are kind of lifting our eyes up off of our mundane existence to something higher. They inspire us to have aspirations that go beyond just ourselves and our own maybe self-centered world that we often live in. So for that reason, I'm grateful for trees. They're keeping us focused on things outside ourselves. How about that?
Amen. I love that.
The last thing, and it, yeah, you know, when I was going through, my wife and I are both English majors and got graduated from ASU, reading Emerson and Thoreau and Keats and Shelley and Byron.
So is that books? Is that what you're thinking?
These are all,
is that
what you, is no, that these are all authors. These are all American and British authors. And the Romantics, you know, were always, you know, celebrating nature. And some of them, unfortunately, mistook God for a tree. So we have to be careful that we're not going that direction so far. But there is something about nature that is that is incredibly inspiring. And I think for that reason, we're grateful and thankful this time of year. This last point I wanted to make is that trees are good. They have an actual contribution to our well-being in terms of sequestering carbon. Through the process of photosynthesis, they're converting carbon dioxide into food sources for the tree to live and be healthy. And at the same time, the byproduct of that is oxygen from which we live. If it weren't for trees and the plants around us, we wouldn't have the oxygen we need to be able to live our lives. So they are contributing all the time, sequestering the carbon dioxide, but carbon monoxide as well, and contributing to our lives. So for that reason, and in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I say, yay, trees. Glad we have them, and let's keep supporting them. Increase our urban forest tree canopy and live in the beauty of the trees around us.